Well, Jim, are you, you're still the believer, of course, that the moon has a lot to do with these Earth effects.
Together with the sun.
Together with the sun. Is it like a double whammy to us?
Well, absolutely. Now, you were looking for a little prediction. I'm looking ahead now to next March 29th, when there's going to be a four-minute total solar eclipse, Sero Cycle 139. It's going to pass under the Horn of Africa, up towards Libya, and up through Turkey, and ending up over by China. Now, we just had an annular eclipse of the sun on the 3rd of October, and that passed over Pakistan. And that quake hit 4 days later. In 1999, a total eclipse of the sun passed over the Atlantic, hit southern England, and passed over Turkey, and ended in the Indian Ocean. And I warned everyone that would listen that Turkey and India were especially susceptible, and 6 days later is when the great Turkey quake hit Izmit.
Jim, do you ever, and I'm going to ask you this too as well, Stan, do you ever check for your accuracy on these predictions, these events?
Sure, I come out with a monthly newsletter, and I rehash what I predicted the previous month.
And what's
so
the
far,
percent?
Yeah, you know, I'm hitting 80% in Southern California right as of now. I had made 10 predictions. 10 windows this year through 10 months, and I've hit, hit 8 of them.
80% is pretty good. How about you, Stan Dale?
Well, as I was saying in the opening thing there, I guess I got a bit ahead of myself. I get about 65 to 75% on average within the circles that I draw, which is a planet-wide,
planet-wide
or a global.
Right.
And I've had a couple people take me to task and say, oh, yeah, but you drew more circles than there were earthquakes. And I say, yeah, it's like the weatherman saying the stresses are there, or if the rain clouds are there, and it may rain today, take your umbrella. I said, if I don't let you know that there's a stress there, then you don't make the appropriate preparations for that day.
I appreciate always getting an approximate probability. How much? What's the confidence level so we can decide how we're going to react personally?
But the other thing here is that there are many geological factors that are locked in the Earth. So we're dealing with some that we can see up here that are triggers. And so there are natural occurring cycles within the Earth also. So dealing with this data is, you as a scientist, you have to take it somewhat with a grain of salt and understand that too. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, life is a learning experience if we let it be that.
Right.
And 10 years ago, if you told me that solar storms would affect earthquakes, I would have scoffed at it. But now I got the data. I finally received a list of the greatest solar flares between 1978 and 97, and I checked them out. Oh, my gosh, the strongest quake in the Bay Area since 1911 was the Morgan Hill quake on 4/24/84. That was the day of an X-13, the strongest in this whole 21-year period. Mm. And another X-13 was within 2 days of Loma Prieta, which was the strongest quake since 1906. And I looked down an X-9 on 11/8/1980. It was just 2 days after the strongest quake in California since 1952. And that continues. We just had, on October the 28th of 2003, we had an X-17. And 2 days later, a 7.0 hit Honshu. And in 2005, on January 19th, we had an X7.7. And on that same day, a 7-magnitude quake hit Honshu. And there's a whole series more like this. The coincidence is too much to ignore, even though I can't identify a mechanism.
Are other scientists getting on board beyond just you three?
Well, I just pulled out some articles. And interestingly enough, I read the one from the USGS. That was actually a job offer where the USGS is opening up the study of ULF waves precursory signals to large earthquakes. That's actually a position opening now at USGS. And then here's an article from New Delhi where Indian scientists are speculating that sunspots have something to do with earthquakes. Isn't that interesting? But you know, NASA has given them free rein to their data. And I'm not sure which data or which NASA center, it doesn't say. But so absolutely, mainstream science in their kind of silent way is picking up on exactly what's been going on here behind the scenes,
well,
so to speak.
Well, let me tell you, last year, in July, there was a meeting in Oakland of about 100 scientists, and the topic was, have we turned the corner on earthquake prediction? And they were talking about Vladimir, the Russian scientist, von Borok, who was calling for a 6.5 or better by September 4th last year.
Right.
And it was based on patterns of earthquakes that he had observed at least twice before that resulted in strong earthquakes.